Chapter 4. I really do like painting, you know, Nie Huaisang said.
Of course I know,
Nie Mingtui said, his eyes still fixed on his table where he was signing documents. There was that letter on the corner of his desk that needed answering, and soon, but he felt uncharacteristically hesitant about it, so he was just ignoring it for now.
Do you think all of your painting supplies appear out of thin air or something?
Thank you for buying me art supplies, Daga, Nie Huaisang said obediently, even though they both knew that their cousins would have bought up as many as Nie Huaisang wanted, even if Nie Mingtui hadn't. That wasn't what I meant, though.
I know,
Nie Mingtui said. He finished up with the day's required work and started in on some of the long-term things he'd been leaving to simmer. Rather than admit he was available for a heart-to-heart, he was pretty sure he didn't want to have.
Is this another attempt to get out of saber practice? Because I'm really not sure why you think that'll work.
Daga, I don't need saber practice.
Yes, you do. Are you or aren't you surnamed Nie?
I am, but...
The Nie cultivate the saber. It is our family tradition, our inheritance, a right and a duty. You are not exempt.
Nie Huaisang groaned and leaned his head piteously against the desk. But what does it matter? I'm not going to do anything with it anyway. Nie Mingtui would love to respond with, says who, but he knows the answer will only be every one of our cousins who all think you've gone insane. He frowned and looked at the letter at the corner of his desk. Perhaps it was time to stop hesitating. He'd never doubted himself before, and look at the consequences of doing it now.
It doesn't matter if you're crap at it,
he said gruffly, as patient as he could be, and reached for the letter.
You're my heir, and that means you have to cultivate the saber.
Nie Huaisang sighed, and the sound was almost condescending, as if he, a 13-year-old boy, was far wiser than Nie Mingtui, who was being an unreasonable pain in the ass who couldn't accept the simple facts of life. Nie Mingtui was pretty sure he'd heard that exact sigh from any number of his aunts and uncles. Daga, he said. Isn't it time to stop pretending? Everyone knows.
Everyone knows shit.
But they do know. I'm never going to go anywhere, do anything, be anybody. You can call me the heir all you like, but it's just words. No one actually believes it.
You have a golden core.
Barely. And even then, that's only a technical qualification. I'm still good for nothing, still different, and everyone knows it, and that means I can't really be the heir. What's the point of an heir you can't take outside? An heir you're ashamed to show.
I don't know who told you that I'm ashamed to show you to people,
Nie Mingtui said, keeping a grip on his temper only by the fiercest of efforts.
But they're wrong. Is this because I excuse you from the banquets we host for visiting dignitaries?
What? No, I know that's just because you think I'll get bored. Please don't make me sit in on any of those.
I won't,
Nie Mingtui said, reading over the letter one more time and starting to pen his response. A positive one, and damn what the rest of his family thinks.
But you'll need to get used to long, boring banquets and quickly.
Nie Huaisang's head rose up a little too swiftly, and his eyes were narrow, his pupils narrower still, though not quite at the level of being slitted. Quickly? Daga, is there some problem you're not telling me? Nie Mingtui's only method of getting Nie Huaisang to condescend, to perform even the slightest bit of saber training in the recent months, had been by pointing out that only a proper heir got to know important sect matters. Things like the status of relations with Qishan. Terrible, but not unusually so. Or the health of the sect leader. He suspected that Nie Huaisang had some sort of plan in the event that Nie Mingtui did follow in his father's footsteps and die young, but he really, truly, honestly did not want to know. It was probably something weird.
No, he said, and signed the response to the letter. But from what I remember of my time in Gusu, there's no talking while eating in the cloud recesses.
The cloud recesses? Gusu Lan? What do they have to do with anything?
They have a famous teacher there, Lan Chiren, who's said to be able to make a gentleman out of a waste,
Niemingtui said.
Seems just right for you.
Nie Huaisang stared. But those lessons are in Gusu.
Yes, which is why you'll have to follow their family rules,
Niemingtui said.
It's part of being a good guest.
Something Huaisang had shamelessly little experience with, and that was Niemingtui's fault. Still, no point looking backwards. The only thing to do about regrets was to ensure there weren't more.
Daga, you can't send me to Gusu.
I've already agreed.
But, Daga, I'm a... You know!
Niemingtui stared at him.
Dragon isn't a bad word, he said, bemused. For that matter, since when do you not use bad words? Cursing isn't forbidden.
He'd probably get kicked out of his own sect if that were the case, even though he'd been trying to be better and more gentlemanly about it.
Daga, stop avoiding the main point. I can't leave the unclean realm. I'm a dragon. Aren't I supposed to go into the caves at some point? That's family tradition too, you know.
You're right, Niemingtui said. Dragons are sent to live in the caves in the mountains unless the sect leader says otherwise.
That provision is for wartime emergencies.
Is it?
Niemingtui said, raising his eyebrows.
How odd. It isn't written that way. Just unless the sect leader says otherwise.
Nie Huaisang was actually rendered speechless, which might very well be a first.
I know you've always wanted a bigger room,
Niemingtui continued, somehow managing to maintain a straight face.
But if I let you move under the mountain, I'd lose any hope of getting you to keep up with your saber lessons. So you're just going to have to deal with your main room remaining in the unclean realm, just like you're going to have to deal with going to Gusu for 3 months in the hopes that Lan Chiren will be able to get something to stick in your head.
Gusu, Nie Huaisang said blankly. I'm going to Gusu. I'm really going to Gusu. Niemingtui knew then that he wouldn't regret his decision, no matter what the rest of his family said.
You are,
he agreed.
For 3 months, you'll have to suffer terribly, with nothing but meditation and calligraphy and music, since they can't teach you the sword.
The chair broke when Nie Huaisang leaped at him, turning draconic in his excitement and wrapping around Niemingtui's waist several times over like an overenthusiastic snake. But that was fine. They had plenty of extras.